Stepping off the plane in Tel Aviv for his first trip as president of the Middle East, Joe Biden praised the long-standing U.S.-Israeli relationship.
May Israel and the United States continue to grow and prosper together for the benefit of the entire world.
But progressive Democrats are angry about the message it sends to the Palestinians. And there are questions from both parties about the Saudi leg of the trip, considering the kingdom's human rights record and the Crown Prince being implicated in the 2018 murder of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi. But practical considerations appear to be outweighing moral imperatives, as Biden needs more Saudi oil to help the shortfall of Russian energy, which was sanctioned due to its invasion of Ukraine. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.